Welcome to Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth's micro episode, and this week we are exploring healing. Just a small snippet of it. I had someone just today say to me, you know, sometimes this healing journey is really tricky and it brings up a lot of pain and things that I don't always want to look at or that have caused me, it doesn't always feel good to heal. And that gave me a pause. And I agree that healing isn't always this linear journey. It's not always, flowers and rainbows and all the feel goods. But then we started to unpack it a little, myself and this other person. And I said, reflected back to her, I said, well, one thing I think that is maybe would be a greater pain than not dealing with the pain while we're alive in a human form is to not deal with what is unconscious and to transition or leave this body without having dealt with what we came here to heal. And I think that would be a large regret for me. And it made me think about something that I learned when I was studying somatics from Thomas Hanna and from his lineage of somatics. And one of the concepts he works with is this idea, this myth of aging. Now, what do I mean by that? He invites us into the possibility that the longer we're in this body, the actual more masterful we should become, not less masterful. And that requires presence. It requires consciousness, because our body is a reflection of our consciousness. And sometimes we've been sold this story that as we age, we become more unconscious. Sure, that can happen. However, what if it doesn't have to happen? What if as we are in our body longer, we become more aware of how it works, we become more aware of how we move, when we're moving, when we move more functionally, how that brings us less pain, when we deal with our emotions as they happen, how that doesn't allow them to get stuck in the tissues and affect the tissues negatively. And that our emotions and the signals from our body are actually invitations for us to stay present, to stay attentive, and to respond in kind. So often we've been taught that the body is here, but we just need to keep going. We either need to keep going for our work, for the kids, for the next thing on our agenda or our calendar. But what if we start to become curious and conscious, slow down, and pay attention between two activities? Those two activities could be your in-breath and your out-breath. They could be going to sleep and waking up. They could be the Four Noble Acts that a yoga teacher, Donna Fari, calls walking, sitting, standing, and lying down. If we start to pay attention between those transitions of when I start to walk, when I sit down, when I stand up, when I lay down. By growing our observation skills between two activities, it sharpens our attention. It sharpens what we pay attention to. And it moves it from mindlessness into present moment. There's a lot of talk about mindfulness. I think sometimes our minds are too full. And actually, we need to empty the mind from our attractions, from our afflictions, from what we're attached to, from what we avoid or are averse toward, and start to neutralize it. By being able to witness, observe, that I'm talking to you at this moment, but there's a part of me that's witnessing all this and that is aware of what's happening inside my body, what's happening in the room, what's happening on the screen or the radio, or the podcast that you're listening to at this moment, and what's happening in the wider world, the more we become a witness to all three worlds, our inner, our present moment, our outer world, the easier it is for us to give our attention to what matters. And the more we can bring consciousness, because consciousness is that light of consciousness. You can think of like the sun. It's always moving day or night at different parts of the world. And if we continue to follow the sun or that light of consciousness, we actually illuminate even the things we're unconscious of, even the dark within us and around us. And that is not always like the sweetest ride, but it gives, when we do our deep work, it gives us such freedom, such sovereignty, because we're no longer hiding from the things that we don't want to see, feel, experience, know that happen. And when we see the world as it is, when we see ourselves as we are, when we look at the things that we've tried to avoid, we set ourselves free in ways that are unfathomable. And it keeps us more skillful in the now. It keeps our bodies free from emotions that get stuck, patterns that get stuck, unconscious reflexes, and it keeps us from going unconscious. Yogi Raj once said, pay attention to what you pay attention to. How often do we pay attention to what we pay attention to? Because it actually tells us a lot about us. If I'm aware of what I'm paying attention to, it is going to inform my senses, my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth, my sense of, you know, taste, my sense of touch, and what I move toward in the world. And if what I'm moving toward in the world because of what I'm paying attention to isn't in alignment with my optimal purpose and path, then I can interrupt myself and I can redirect, but I have to stay curious and conscious. And not at a hypervigilance level, but at a level that is like, oh, is this bringing me more of what I'm trying to manifest? More joy, more love, more connection, learning, being more skillful in this body as I continue to bring better movement patterns, habits that support my self-healing state. So, all of this to share is that if you're noticing during your own healing journey that, wow, this is tough sometimes. Yes, it is. I'm not going to tell you otherwise. But it's also what will steep us into our sovereignty, into our authenticity, and allow our gifts and talents and attributes to shine as bright as they can. And when each of us does that, it is like a spark that ignites all those around us, and others start to do it. We are not here to play small. We are here to be seen, to shine, and to be our most authentic self in human form, bringing the gifts, talents, and attributes, and doing our deep healing work so that we can hold greater consciousness for ourselves, and in doing so, for the world. This is Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, no matter where you are in your healing journey, sending big love. And if it's in a difficult spot, may you continue, know that you are not alone, and continue with courage, bravery, and the deep knowing that holding greater consciousness within you and around you is definitely worth it.